We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Panthers, 1-1 after two periods. We're going to get this thing done. And Tkachuk's empty net goal ends up being a huge one, man, because Tampa Bay ends up scoring right there with just a few seconds left in that game. But Verhaeghe, Reinhart, Tkachuk, Big Bob, a lot of guys played well. A lot of guys played well. More importantly, they played the way Coach Maurice likes to play. Tight checking, a lot of hits. And everybody say, hey, no, that's nothing. This thing can get a lot more physical. What did those guys say? Those guys, announcers, saying there could be a lot more hate. We need more hate in this game. I was like, damn, okay. All right, I get your point. You want to see guys getting a little more chippier. All right, we can do that. Anyway, it's a hell of a little rivalry wherever you rank it, whether you like hockey or not. Panthers and Lightning have been going at it now for a while. And Lightning's been really good. A couple Stanley Cup championships. And a bunch of those guys still the best players on that team. They've got some of the best players still in the game. And the Panthers, of course, have got a really good team right now, playing really, really well with the quality of guys they've got. And so can't wait for game two, man. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so the other story, of course, we've got the draft coming up. And we're in the game now. We're in the game Thursday night. As of right now, we have a first-round pick for the first time in 3 years. We have the 21st pick. I could see Chris doing a ton of things. I hate even writing down all the names and sitting there writing names down like last night of positions they might take and names they might take. And Chris is not going to show you anything. And matter of fact, Chris is like that guy that always moves in a new home, and for the right price, he moves out. I got a son that way, and my best friend out here. He'll move into a home. His wife will go, oh, my God, this is the home we're going to stay in. I'm so excited. And he goes, no, don't get too attached. I just got offered a couple $100,000 more than we paid for it. We're moving out and build another one. And that's Chris Greer. Chris Greer goes, no, don't get too in love, everybody, with that 21st pick. Because you might be a little disappointed if I get the right picks. I'm going to move out. At least I didn't do the divorce story like I usually do today. I'm doing a lot better, Woody. Probably thought that 21st pick was, it's time you go. You need to move out. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. By the way, you know, I'm out here in Sacramento, and I'm going to tell you something funny. So I call my best friend. I say, hey, man, what are you doing? Oh, you caught me driving an hour up to go skiing. You know what? Woody, there's still a bunch of snow and all the ski resorts are still open. And he was going on a Thursday to just went up for the day to go skiing.
Where is this? Like in Northern California or Tahoe?
No, like he lives outside the town, but he's an hour and 20 minutes from.
He's not in Bowes Town, right?
No, but not too far away. Hmm. Not too far away from Bowes. Okay. Not Bowes' second home he has out.
Oh, okay. I was talking about his first home.
Why you got to bring it? How can you find? It's down in the Bay Area. Why are you going to bring up Milpitas? Why are you doing that?
So that's actually south of where you're at?
You know that.
I did not. I thought it was near you.
Santa Clara,
San
Jose, and you got to bring it up. Just leave that town alone.
You know what's really weird? On the computer here at work, I get pop-up ads on all the different sites, and I keep getting pop-up ads for Milpitas shirts.
Are you saying Milpides?
No, because I obviously we searched for him for a while the other day.
You know, you
and
started
now just,
this,
now I'm getting
and now you
pop
got
up
everybody thinking
him.
This is funny. You started it. And you know, you've looked it up. And now you got Goldie going out to do a game this year. He's out in San Jose, and he sends me a sign. It's like 10 minutes from San Jose International Airport, which they have an airport you can fly into. And next to that was, and Milpitas is, you know, giving you an arrow and, you know, a few miles away. He goes, oh, my God, I found Bo's Town. I saw a sign for it. And I was like, damn, okay. It's all right, man.
You know, Bo is one of the most famous people from that town. Like, I don't know if he's on the Welcome to Milpitas sign, home of Kim Bocamper. Like, but there's not a lot of people that are from that town. He is one of the more famous ones.
Well, there's a defensive tackle that's really good.
Yeah, Vita Vea is from there.
Vita Vea is from there. I don't know about – oh, I know who else is from there, if I'm not mistaken. Is there a famous race car driver from there or something?
I'm not seeing one. I looked up famous people from there.
It's kind of – but we know they got two first-round NFL players from there. So,
yeah, Bo and Vita Vea.
By the way, Mark Bo Foss had a bad experience, from there. Too. They're up in Tampa Bay. It always leads me back to my Aaron Rodgers story. But he goes up, and he sees him, and he's kind of talking to people, and it's after these practices they had together with Tampa Bay and Miami. So he goes over to see him. Say, hey, man, we're from the same hometown. He went, great. He walked away. He blew him off like a bad date. He did. He did not wait around to pay for the bill. I mean, he was gone. And Bo kind of laughed about it. He goes, man, I just look like an ass, man. I went up there to tell him who I was, and he went, great. What year was that? You know, how many was that, 40 years ago? Like, you know, he's playing. Yeah, that's just lack of respect. It's a bad one. Not a good situation at all.
Can I relay a few questions from the text machine here?
Yeah.
Somebody once said, is this the same guy that always asks you for money? They want to know if he's hit you up for a donation yet.
So I got to tell you, he did see me, or I saw him, because you just got to see your guys no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't ask for anything.
That's good.
But he doesn't usually ask me. And... you know, he'll ask parents, but like everybody knows in town, here he comes, he's gonna get to us. And he, you know, people ask for money, come up with real creative ways, right? If they hit you up too much, oh my God, you're not gonna believe this one. You know, you're like, what are you hit me with now that you need money for that you're not gonna pay me back? Go ahead, tell me what it is. I want to hear a good one. And so that's what you have to do. Is like, go ahead, give it to me. Give me a good one. You're friggin' 60-something years old. Go ahead and give me a good one while you need money right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. What is it? So you know what's coming.
Now, you didn't go skiing, right?
No, I can't ski.
Okay. Yeah, I would think that'd be bad for you.
I got to tell you, my buddy's a year older than I am.
And he's still skiing. Wow.
He's skiing at top, and he's always done it, always enjoyed skiing. I never did those ski trips. I never got into snow skiing when I was a kid.
At Milpitas Mountain, huh?
No. Why?
Somebody says trading down lessens the chance of an impact starter. Don't trade down. I said that to you earlier this morning.
I agree.
Because you're screaming.
I'm not screaming.
About
I'm
we
screaming.
Need a starter. We need an impact guy. And so the farther you trade down, the less of a chance you have of that happening.
So
you know
I told
that.
You. I tried to explain. I'm all for just taking the first pick. Hit a friggin' home run on a guy. You know, stick your pair out there, put them on the table, and take the 21st pick. But I think Chris can look at his board that he's put together with the staff from coast to coast, and he's going to go from the 18th pick. I'm just using this as an example. From the 18th pick to the 34th pick, we got a list of guys that have basically the same grade. So – let's try to get two of those guys. What can we do?
Not screw around.
So
you know, last time they traded out of the first round or traded back in the first round, they ended up with Jalen Waddle instead of Ja'Marr Chase.
I got you.
Just for whatever that's worth. I, by the way, I like Jalen Waddle. I don't want that to come off like some shot at him, but Ja'Marr Chase is pretty good too.
I do agree with that, but you have a situation. No, and listen, that's fair. But you're in a really good situation with the 1-2 punch that they are going to count on again this year, like they did last year and the year before, where those guys flirt with.
Yeah. Would have been a good 1-2 punch with the other guy, too. So either way.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though, Joe. We talked about this with Omar last week. You're essentially picking at like 16 or 17 because of all the quarterbacks that are going to go, and you're not even in the market for a quarterback.
That is true. And by the way, you are in a market for tackles, and you could be in the market for two or three other positions. I got no problem with first or second round pick if they take a safety. I don't think they have enough safeties. You could make an argument for another pass rusher. Because even if he's a high draft pick, he could come in. You're going to rotate guys in and out anyway. And then the unknown of, you know, I hate doing this because I have no idea when they're going to be ready. Everything's always positive with it, but everything's always positive with Mike. Nothing against it, but, like, yeah, he's always, you know. And so I don't know when either one of those guys, Bradley or Jalen, is going to be ready. I have no idea when the day they're going to go, green light, full speed, you're ready to go. Don't worry about it. Go play. You don't need anything on your knee. Just go play. You don't need anything on your Achilles. Just go play. I don't know when that day is that they sign off. They're going to be slow. They're going to take their time. I don't think those guys are going to see a lot in camp. I don't. I think there's going to be a lot of watching, you know, but they're going to be real careful to make sure those guys get all the time they need to truly get back to where they were before. But I got no problem. You know, they got a third pass rusher that they like a lot now from Tampa Bay. But I think after last year and what happened, you probably want another guy. And you want a guy can come in and rotate in and out with you. I'm with you on that, man. I think Shaq Barrett, everybody's saying he's got a little chip on his shoulder. He wants to show Tampa Bay's got something left. And you may start the year and need a guy on the other side. That could happen. All right, hey, listen.
One more quick point here, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
And we're getting some people that are chiming in that Tua is so mentally weak and all this stuff because they won't draft a quarterback in the first round. And it's like, yeah, if you're drafting the guy's replacement, of course it's going to affect him. Look at what happened to Aaron Rodgers when they drafted his replacement.
So I said, man.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Like,
he's going around telling everybody that they're getting a wide receiver. They go, no, we're getting somebody for your friggin' position.
Yeah.
How about that?
You didn't milk any cows while you were up there?
No,
you
but
going straight to the
funny.
Tap?
My cousin came over and we were talking about being out on getting, have to sit out there all day on the dairy farm and watching all these guys work their ass off on those dairy farms. Cousins that had to work. They were getting paid, but they were working. And I was sitting there with a couple of my cousins who were out there because everybody had to go because that's where your grandparents lived, or great-grandparents in my case. And I was like, man, I hope they don't ask me to do any of this work. That is hard-ass work they're doing out there.
Is that stuff good, fresh from the tap? Like, you know, nice beer tastes good when it comes, you know, fresh beer from the tap.
I don't think so because I don't like all that stuff on top.
So you can't really drink the milk right when it comes out of the, like, you can't stick
your
head under there and
just
like.
You got to get all that cream stuff off the top.
You ever stick your head under there and just like let it roll, let it go?
No, because they were telling me yesterday, and I didn't remember. This is what happens when cousins come over, but they were telling me that, they served the milk. They served it up warm.
Oh, my God.
Or room temperature. Okay. I was like, it wasn't cold? No wonder I didn't want to drink any of that stuff when I was out there.
So it comes out of the cow cold or warm?
Bro, come on. Quit being a dumbass. Of course it was warm. What's wrong with you?
I don't
know.
I'm just curious.
What do you think? He's got a refrigerator inside his stomach, dumbass?
I don't know.
You're a dumbass.
What? Maybe it comes out cold.
Oh, you know. He's got a freezer and a refrigerator and a stomach, you dumbass. We got ice chest in there. All right. Hey, man, we got to tell you about Chapman Partnership for just a second. Man, they're doing great work. I love talking about what's going on in Dade County with Chapman Partnership. Two great locations to help the homeless. And before you go rolling your eyes about the homeless, it's so much more. No. Listen, it's about rehabilitation for the homeless, providing caring support and wraparound services that offer effective cradle-to-career programs, which allows them to get back out in the world, get a second chance, help them find a job, find an apartment. If it's mental health, we got doctors that come in, get them on the proper meds. We've got just babysitting service. We're getting families back together to work within 3 to 4 months of what Chapman Partnership is doing for the homeless. And we got two facilities. They take care of 800 men, women, and children every day. 3 meals a day to 800 men, women, and children at their Miami and Homestead Center. More than 800,000 meals annually and close to $1 million in operating costs, just to give you an idea where your money's going. Join me at WQAM in March and April and the rest of this year. Support to one of my favorite charters, really making a difference in our community. Help support families at Chapman and help these families get a second chance. You can feel good about it, and I'm just telling you, it's not just a place to grab a bite to eat and sleep all day and then go back out on the streets at night. No, no, no. Go to chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal. We are always looking for people to serve and donate their time and money. And a lot of churches, a lot of people get involved, and we'd love to have you involved. It's a great cause. chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal for Chapman Partnership and the great work they're doing at Chapman Village.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, as we bring you back in, a texter has let us know here this morning, this is interesting, that brown cows are actually, they produce chocolate milk.
That's true, yeah.
I did not know that. That is another interesting one here this morning.
Between the, yeah, that cold milk milk coming out and now the chocolate milk from the brown cows, yeah.
Do only the white and black, like spotted ones, are they the only ones that make milk?
I literally stopped for a second to think about it. You're a waste of time. You really are.
That's very interesting stuff, bro. You're like, it's like an agriculture class here.
I wasn't very good. I didn't really fit in, man, because there's a lot of hunting and fishing. And then on top of that, I had family on one side that lived in outside of town with lots of cows around, and I had no interest in any of those things. None.
Is it better to have bigger hands? You got those big, like, tight end hands. Does the cow that feel better for the cow?
Oh, no. Now, listen, they had machines back then. Would I hate to tell you they weren't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they
so it's not even done by hand anymore?
No.
Oh, man.
That's long gone.
Sucks
I don't
for
think
cows.
That business is doing real well, by the way.
The milk business?
Yeah, have you seen a grocery store?
That's like, actually, you know what, you're
back.
Right. There's almond milk and oat milk and all these, yeah.
I think almond milk's really messing it up, man. Everybody got healthy's drinking almond milk.
The problem that, like, and I buy that stuff. I do buy. I don't buy the dairy milk anymore. The dairy milk goes bad in like a week, right?
Yeah,
and then
true.
You're always smelling it to see if it turned bad. Almond milk stays good, I think, for like months.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how they milk almonds.
What
but...
do you got a lot of time to really try to figure, you know, all this stuff out that you seem to be.
I have a lot of time to think about things.
Yeah,
like this,
you, that's, yeah.
Well, I do the grocery shopping, so I, you know. Remember you used to have to run out to get milk? Like that used to be a thing. Like you'd go to like farm stores, you like, you know. Like I always remember my dad would go out to get milk. We don't have any milk. We need milk because it goes bad real quick.
I got to tell
you. Don't have that problem anymore.
I'm embarrassed to tell you the next one because I'm going to really show my age.
Right.
They used to deliver to the house.
No way. You were a milkman?
No, I didn't, but they back then, they
delivered. Oh, you were alive when they had the milkman.
There was milk delivery. And by the way, on top of that, sometimes my mom would go, oh, boy, I was out on the ranch, and I get, look what I have. And I go, no, oh, I can't drink that stuff from out there. I don't want it from the dairy farm. I just give me the normal stuff. That's seeing that stuff over the top is just nasty. She goes, I'm going to take it off. No, not again. Anyway, Woody.
I wonder why that stopped, the milk delivery service.
Because it's died out. Like,
seems convenient.
I guess cheese is still popular. We know that.
Yeah,
right?
Everyone eats cheese, sure.
Cottage cheese is still.
I don't know about that. Oh, the cheese aisle is booming. They even got cheese snacks now. I mean, you know, you got the cheese sticks, those little Baby Bell guys that are wrapped in those circles.
I just don't think people are drinking it like they used to, Woody.
Milk?
Yeah. No. Do you?
No, I don't. But, like, you know, the thing with the almond milk, they also have chocolate almond milk, too.
I haven't seen that.
It's really good. They have a dark chocolate that's very good.
I have not seen that.
It's good stuff, man. I always liked a good Nestle Quick myself.
Yeah, I do, too.
I don't know if you can eat. I guess you can use Nestle Quick
like
in
powder.
Almond milk. But yeah, the powder stuff is good.
Powder,
yeah, the Nestle Quick powder, yeah.
That was
that stuff was good, man.
That was a go-to.
Back in the day.
Big go-to in the old days.
I don't even know how they make this almond milk. Like someone asked, how can you milk an almond? I asked that same question. I don't know.
I don't know either. And,
I don't know how they turn
everybody has thought that from time to time as you're sitting there having almonds at the house. You're going, how do they turn this thing? Yeah. It's so tasty. Just a nice little snack. I really enjoy eating them. How do they turn this into?
How do you milk a nut?
Yeah.
We're trying.
I think you must deese it.
You just rub
up.
It. You rub it until
deezed
until
up.
Milk. Yeah, until there's milk.
How many of those basketball games did you watch last couple of days?
Probably 5 or 6.
I watched a lot of the New York Knicks game.
I did too, yeah.
Curious to see.
I was wishing it was the Heat.
I'll tell you
what. You know, every home team won.
I was going to say, there wasn't.
Yeah, every home to this. The Thunder held on last night, and every home team won. 10-0. If you had that parlay, I would have paid out nicely.
You got paid on that one, Woody, for sure?
I didn't, personally. But
Woody, you know what you have to do, man. You got to do one thing for me before we come back to work tomorrow here. You got to find out if O.J. Simpson. I'm curious, O.J. Simpson. I don't care about the autographed football and all that. I want to know his football card.
I'll look into it.
You know he's really good.
You want
good,
one?
Right?
I mean, I'll buy you one if you want
no,
one.
No, I don't. I don't want one.
You want like a high end? You want like a rookie card or something? Or do you want one maybe where he's like, you know, holding a knife or something? What are you looking for?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, man?
His credit card. Remember that from the headlines? His credit card is up for auction.
Something definitely wrong with you. There's no question.
His rookie card actually seems to have a market.
Does that happen when people pass away? Your value of your card goes
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah, his signature
definitely
is. No,
he's not going to be
signing anymore.
His
signature is worth more. Yes, his signature is theoretically worth more. Now, I don't know how many O.J. collectors there are out there. But it does, like his card, yeah, his rookie card in like not very good condition is around $100. But, like, again, I don't know what the market, like, why anybody would want something like this.
You ever looked at his highlights? Forget the other stuff that happened. Do you ever see him when he was just running for Buffalo?
I mean, I know he was good at football. I'm aware of that.
Plus, he was one of the fastest running backs of all time. He ran on the track team at USC.
Yeah, I just, out of all the people to collect out there, I just don't know why OJ would be the go-to.
Yeah,
for anyone, but like you can get a signed OJ rookie card. It's going for $250 right now. There's one bid, 4 hours left. It is signed by OJ. He's got a nice signature.
That's that old school thing, Woody. I tell you about the guys from the undefeated team. You see Larry Zonka and Bob Greasy signatures. Perfect. Really, those guys were we're good. These guys now just kind of swipe through it a couple of times, and thank God they put their number on there because it's
– Oh, you should see realize, some of the cards that are coming out in these products, man. Guys put their initials because they don't know how to write in cursive.
They but just it's put not their initials. Fault, Woody. They stopped doing that in school.
Yeah, but you know what? People are paying a lot of money for those products, and they should act like they
So what
care.
Are you doing? Like, hey, you're going to be a real famous athlete and have your own card. Might want to take a cursive class.
You know whose signature is absolutely horrific and is selling for a fortune is Victor Wembanyama.
Well, there's a
it looks
example.
Nothing like. I mean, you couldn't make out his name at all. It's just it's an atrocious looking signature. It's a scribble. Looks like a zigzag, like a worm or something. And his is going for like $1,200-$1,300 for a signed jersey.
What's his card going for? His rookie card.
There's a lot of different variations of his rookie card, but they are going for significant amounts of money. Probably a whole hell of a lot more than they should be going for. Mm.
Hot rookie card.
He's good,
man.
But, you know, I don't know, man.
What about Stroud's card? I'll leave you alone.
C.J. Stroud, very strong. Very strong market around C.J. Stroud.
And that thing should stay strong, if we're to be honest. There's no reason that card shouldn't be really good in year two.
Well, there's a lot of questions around him, man. So before you go, you know, snatching up his stuff, it's a tough league, Joe.
If you were to bet on a guy in a second year and seeing what he has to throw to, and his offensive line, and his team, they're pretty good.
I agree. I agree with everything you're saying.
I don't. And by the way, I don't know where you put the Texans. I don't know. I don't know
where
they
fit in. They're very good.
But
injuries can happen. You can have a bad season. He could have a sophomore slump. Anything could happen, man.
I think the greatest stat coming off last year is 13 quarterbacks stayed healthy for every game. Or, now a couple guys got benched, but only 13 guys started 17 games. And some of those guys started 16 because they got – I was counting the guys that they rested in the last week of the season because they'd already wrapped up playoff positions. But anyway, hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us coming up. We'll – take a look at everything from the Heat to the Panthers to the NFL draft and the Miami Dolphins. That's all coming up with Dave Hyde. But first, I do want to take a moment early in the morning to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Yes, sir. Getting ready to get myself a new Tahoe, and I can't wait. The Tahoe is for Joe. No question about it. Matter of fact, people say I'm getting tired of hearing about you and your Tahoe. Well, the only reason is it's really comfortable. It's really durable. I really enjoy driving it. And when I have the kids, it's even better. But I got to tell you, Suburbans and Tahoes, if you're looking for the big, comfortable SUV with the new look and added more space, kind of hard to beat that. Two of Chevy's best right there, the Suburban and the Tahoe, and that midsize SUV, that Traverse, is not bad either. Matter of fact, the word is it's coming out with a brand new look as well, and it's going to be smoking hot. Trailblazer, Equinox, and a Blazer, again, part of the SUV, smaller part of the family. But I got to tell you, a lot of style and substance for you to really enjoy. Wait a second. I'm not done. How about the Silverado trucks? I always tell everybody this with Silverado trucks. They feel like all the different style trucks they make, from full-time just you and that truck working together to the family trucks, they got the perfect truck for your lifestyle. So no matter what it is, it's almost like it was custom-made for you. Space, style, and look. South Florida Chevy dealers have never looked better. New and used for you. If you haven't been, spend a little bit of time. Plan on taking a test drive. I promise you this. You will fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.